What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why is the truth so important?
You have to have the truth to have a starting point. And your true self is found in that very uncomfortable zone. We all look for toughness. We all want it, but we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. Those of you who are listening to this, whoever hear this, you will not find it. The only way you find it is to drown yourself in a position where you're just out of sorts, where you can't swim and you're drowning. Where you're drowning. You're drowning in life. Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point that it's in our head saying, you know what, man, dude, you're not doing shit. You're wasting a bunch of percentage here. In this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you gotta go through all of this shit. Truth does set you free mentally. And it gives you a starting point. If I'm lying to you about who I am, or I'm lying to you about whatever, there's no starting point. There's a false reality.
Right.
You have to create the real reality. Where the fuck am I gonna start from? That's the real reality. So for me, I was lying to this, lying about that. So I had no starting point. I'm not real smart. I have no courage. I have no self-esteem. I have no nothing. Nothing. That's my starting point. Now we can move from there. But if I tell myself I'm strong, I have courage, I'm smart, and all these are lies, you continuously push that starting point backwards.
Right.
So that starting point is the truth. The no fucking bullshit truth that only you can tell yourself. So it's the starting point.
Most people are surrounded by people that don't tell them the truth.
No.
Because it's too painful.
It is. Especially nowadays in this society, we like to surround ourselves. It makes us feel so good. Those people who say, it's okay. It's okay. It's not okay. It isn't okay, man. We love to feel wanted and loved. That's all important. It is. But you have to have the truth from people. Hey, you're not working your butt off hard enough. You're not trying hard enough. We all think we're trying hard, but what are you gauging that off of? Are you gauging off of, like, I talked to this one kid the other day, college is kicking my ass. I said, what are you gauging that off of? Are you trying? He goes, yeah, I'm trying my ass off. I'm studying hard. I go, what are you gauging trying hard off of? Well, in high school, I didn't have to try at all, and I made great grades. In college, I'm trying hard. You're trying hard compared to what you did in high school, which was, it came easy to you. So your reality is something that you created off of something easy. So you trying hard is 2 hours of studying. I'm gonna tell you a difference in trying hard and trying hard. Trying hard is something in your mind just doesn't stop. We know 2 hours isn't enough. So it's all about, you know, reality and what you're basing things off of. We all have two people. We all have two people. We have the easy voice, which is that 20% telling yourself that I'm easy at 90% of my full potential, maybe 100% at that 20%. That's that voice that we all love. That's that very comfortable voice that's that mommy holding you saying, it's gonna be okay. Doesn't care how good you are, just loves you. Just loves you no matter how messed up you are in life. That's where you wanna be at. So that's that one voice. This other voice that we walk very far away from is a voice saying, hey man, you ain't doing shit. So we try to get this voice out of our head completely. And we live over here in this land. So what you have to do first is turn up this voice over here. The voice saying things to you that aren't nice. That it's in our head saying, you know what, man? Dude, you're not doing shit. And it's not putting yourself down. People take this the wrong way in this new society. I'm not saying to put yourself down. I'm saying listen to the truth. And the truth isn't in the 20%. The truth is in this other part of your brain saying, look, man, you're wasting a bunch of percentage here. We have 80 more percent that we're not tapping into, because in this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you got to go through all of this shit. So a lot of us know that. We know.
We do know deep down.
Yeah, I can get over here, but over here, man, this is much better, because I got to go through this journey. It's not fun. This from 20 to 100%, this shit in between is not fun. So we decide to live over here. So everybody goes, how do you do that? You know exactly how to do that. You know exactly. It's not a magic trick. It's all back down to a very primitive mindset of we just have to do. It's like breathing. Breathing becomes normal. Like, we don't know that we're doing it. That's how you have to live your life. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, the amount of mental pain, of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. There's going to be more times you do something that you don't want to do than you are going to want to do it. And that's your new norm. That's your new norm. So then it's like breathing. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to. So if you really want it, you realize what trying is and what trying is not. The only way anything gets accomplished, that's all I heard back in those days. You gotta work hard. I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what the fuck's in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read it again. Still not getting it. Read it again. But if not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. I gotta write out every fucking thing I do, and then write it out again, and write it out again. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back until the shit just becomes, your mind will say, fuck, okay, we're gonna figure it out. I can't read right, we're going back. Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. Once you put away your phones and your computers and all that shit we have nowadays, that's great, we're up to date. Your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, when you're going through death, real life shit. You can't Google that shit, man. You're alone. You may have a shrink you're going to, you may have a best friend you're going to, but there's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain, and your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways, and it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're fucked. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over. It's over.